A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, before we delve into things, I just want to tell you about our Liverpool streaming service. It is Redmen Plus. Get involved over there for extra Redmen shows in video form, in podcast form. You've got documentaries, features, interviews, and a hell of a lot more besides. If you join as a club legend, you get the Discord chat, you'll get free merchandise and a host of extra bonus perks. It's like Netflix for Liverpool fans. Get over there, get involved. Otherwise, let's face it, you're going to miss out on amazing Liverpool stuff in your life.
Yeah, good morning. I know an awful lot is said after the sort of defeat you had against Real Madrid on Tuesday about how you react. Is it a case now of working on specifics, or is it more about lifting morale and confidence? And how do you go about that? Do you watch the game back immediately with the players?
No. We have yes, of course we watch it back, and but not the whole game together with the players. It's no time for that, really. No. Same with training, so it's not that you can work now on a lot of stuff in between Wednesday and Saturday game. That's not possible. But anyhow, we are obviously using the information from the game, it's clear. So, but we have to understand 100%, and I've said it now plenty of times, I don't read a lot anyway, but when you lose a game like this, it makes absolutely no sense to read or listen to people who are talking about us. But I know 100% how to reflect this. And conceding 5 in a home game in the Champions League is absolutely not acceptable. I know that. But it happened anyway, so we cannot change that anymore. The way we conceded the goals, we can change. Not for that game, but in general. And we have to. But the start in the game was a good one anyway. It was good. And it was not only 20 minutes. I know then we conceded, but it was the first half was a really good half. Could score another goal. Maybe should have scored in that situation. And then the second half had a... yeah, the worst start for us. So what you can see, what I saw in this game is that, a lot of things are back, but not stable yet. So that's pretty much what you can make of it. That's why we then conceded the goals. You are 3-2 down, and it's clear you want a result for the next game. And a 3-2 is not a perfect, when you lose 3-2, it's not a perfect result, but it's much better than 5-2. It was a night which was not really helpful, but still, we have to work with it, and that's what we did. And so now we are here and prepared for 2 days already, and today again the game against Crystal Palace, and hopefully can learn the right things and use the right things and get some points.
Yeah, it's going to be a difficult task, isn't it, to make further progress in the Champions League? So that obviously qualifying for next season's Champions League through the league position becomes absolutely paramount for you now. And so, but you've a real chance with two matches, the Palace and Wolves game, with both of those, and you're right back in the hunt for fourth place, aren't you? Before the likes of Newcastle even play a game. Big games.
So that's just a factor on the table, but we should not involve the Wolves game already, and we should not consider the 3 points already in our pocket or whatever. It's not like this. It's a really tough game. So Crystal Palace has, result-wise, not a perfect spell as well. So since the World Cup, but performance-wise, it looks much better. So we had a really deep look into what they did, and it's a really talented team, a really well set up team. Probably in a 4-2-3-1, a lot of technique on the pitch, speed on the pitch, mixed with experience, but change. So I really respect a lot what Palace is doing for years, and how they bring all these offensive players especially together and keep them in the club for that long and stuff like this. It's really really good. So, yes, will be a tough one. But, yes, of course, for us, all the games from now on are Champions League qualifiers. That's how it is. And nobody knows if we can do it, because not only in our hands, but getting 3 points would bring us in the right direction. And that's obviously something we want to do. But we know it's difficult.
I know you just said earlier there that you don't listen to all the noise that's made after these sort of defeats from the likes of us in the media. I know it's difficult to shut that out as well. A lot of people calling for, you know, change on the back of a defeat in terms of the team lineup, etc. Are you tempted to shake things up after a defeat and bring the likes of Jota, Firmino, who are probably ready to start again now? What about Ibrahima Konate? Is he anywhere near playing?
It was near, but had 2 sessions with us after a long injury. So that makes sense. We can see when the boys come on now that they are not at their best anymore. They need the minutes, and everything will get better. But that's exactly the situation we have. So it's we are not sure if all the boys could even play again after Madrid because of some knocks here and there. So we are really not 100% clear. So then we have to make changes, and we want to make, and we will make changes anyway. But it's not that you come back after a long injury and just. It's clicking again. So we have the situation now with Bobby and Diogo. We can see it with Virgil as well. Everybody expects Virgil always like a robot, pretty much. Now he's injured. He played the most games last year, played the World Cup every game, pretty much, at least for his country. Came back from first, second, played for us, got injured, comes back, plays. So that's the situation. That's not perfect, but it's what we have to go through. So that's why I know. I don't say everything what people say around us is wrong, not at all, but most of the things are not right as well. So that's how it is. But we know that we have to improve. We know that we have to change things, and we will. We cannot do that now, but it's already clear what that we have to do something in the summer. That's clear. But for now, we just have to go through this and fight back. And I saw again the. You can lose against Real Madrid, but I don't think a lot of teams can cause them the problems we caused them in the first 20, 25 minutes. So that's a sign of quality as well. So I don't know what's interested in it because it was only 20 minutes and then you lose a game. But it's still very important for us that I could see that. That's why I was not in an overly bad mood afterwards. Because if you make the mistakes we made, yeah, then it's really difficult or impossible to get anything about it. But there was some good stuff which I didn't see for a long, long time, and I was really happy about that. And so now let's try to keep that in our patterns and in our game, and then we will see.
Virgil did say he's not a robot, by the way.
No, he is not.
He did after the game, yeah.
Ah, okay, yeah, because that's I didn't read that or listen to him, but it's true. Yeah, he is not. I knew that before, by the way.
It's 7 points off the top four, but with games in hand, is that now the absolute main target, the main focus for the rest of this campaign?
Would you have any other for us available? Yes. European football. So, okay, it's Liverpool and we play now all the time Champions League. Nobody asks me now. Will ask me, well, you can make the Conference League or the European League, stuff like this. European football, yes, and Champions League. We said it 500 million times, and rightly so for the club. It's incredibly important that we qualify for it. We are all, I'm not sure, but some people are for sure a bit spoiled because that was in a very difficult league. We did it quite early in the last few years, that we were always qualified for the Champions League, apart from 2 years ago, I think. And so this year it will be a later decision, definitely, if we can do it. But we need points for that. We don't have to talk about it. The only way to get there is to gain more, to win more points than our opponents, because at the moment they all have more points than us, most of them. And so we have to make sure that we really keep going. Yes, and that's why we all have to make sure that this highlight game against Real Madrid, everybody was positive, winning 2 games before, and now maybe in the right moment. Then 20 minutes, everybody thought, okay, yeah, it was the right moment, and it was the wrong moment after that. So we cannot always go like this through a season. We need to find some consistency in the way we play. It's not all, emotions are very important, but it cannot be all about emotions. It's all about, today I feel great, tomorrow I don't feel that well, and stuff like this. We have just to start believing 100% in ourselves again, and really bring our quality on the pitch. And that's now the thing for tomorrow. We have to be tomorrow an incredible, uncomfortable opponent to play for Crystal Palace. That's all. And we don't have to think too much about if at all, about Champions League or whatever. It's about 3 points. That's our Champions League tomorrow and nothing else.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Sellers Park. A Saturday night will be a raucous place to go. We've got a very good record there. Do you enjoy going there?
I can't say I enjoy it. I heard now that we have a good record there, but if you would have asked me, I would have said, wow, incredible, difficult games, always really tough. Yes, great atmosphere. I actually hope it's Saturday night in London, people go out and don't go in the stadium, to be honest, but maybe they will first go in the stadium. Yeah, it's a great place. But I really respect a lot what they are doing, because it's, I think it's really tough in London between all these massive clubs, and then finding a way. Over the years, I learned that their youth department, at least 100%, used to be outstanding. I don't know exactly how it is now, but some really interesting young players. We had some here who came through the academy. So yes, really, really cool club in a really cool stadium. Yeah. I only remember super difficult games.
Carlos?
Hi, Jürgen. Your last 6 goals have come for you from 3-2 each. How excited are you to see them develop in their partnership together? It must be hard for Jota and Firmino to get into the side when they're playing so well.
It's not hard. We have too many games to make it hard to come into games that we have played now. We cannot play all the time with exactly the same. It's there were times, obviously, when Sadio and Mo were very young, and Bobby was ever. They played a lot of games, but even then, we needed guys. So yes, it's good. I said it. The goals against Newcastle, especially, were real team goals. Were real playing together. That was helpful. But we have to make changes. We cannot change that. But each minute they can play together, all the boys, is obviously very helpful, because that improves the understanding, and you could see that with the goals.
And you mentioned after the game the other night that you need to make sure that game doesn't damage confidence. How do you go about building that confidence? Is it hard when confidence isn't like 100%? Is it difficult to build a player?
Everything what happens in life has influence on confidence. Recently, I scratched my car. So since then, I drive through around corners like this. So that's, and I drive 37 years. I have the license, I think, and I had never a real accident. But it's like everything has influence and confidence. But then after a few miles, you realize, oh, I was just unlucky. So maybe I can just drive normal again. But it's about you. Nobody gives you confidence. You have to let it happen. So I can tell tell you whatever I want. If you think, yeah, I'm rubbish anyway, so I cannot change that now in 5 minutes. So it's just about, but there are a lot of reasons. That's loads of reasons why the boys should be confident. And I saw a lot of these reasons in the last game. So if you can cut out the disappointment for the whole world, especially the Liverpool world, and the 5 goals, and all these kind of things, and that people say we are not good enough anymore, and stuff like this. We can cut that out. Then you have the right to focus on the good things as well. And then let's go from there. So there's a chance. But in the end, it's always a challenge, and it will never be easy. Though it's not now. We are not in a... still not, how I said, a lot of good things, but not stable yet. And we have to work on that stability. We have to, because the good things are really good and will be good forever. But then we have to make sure that we don't suffer from the few things that don't work out that well.
Juliette.
Yeah, you're just picking up really on that, because you said you were in an overly bad mood. So I just wondered what, you've spoken about emotion a lot today and in other press conferences as well, what that emotion of the players were then? And on Tuesday, was it anger into frustration or just frustration? And how do you, when you say, you talk about the confidence, it's not easy to do. So
I just wondered
what that mood was like straight after that.
Did you ever meet a person who can tell you about the mood exactly of another group? So I see the players and I tell them how I feel, but I don't ask them now individually, and you. So that's how it is. That's why I say, when things go well, it's really about the players. I mean that. If not going well, it's about me. So my job is to make sure that they listen to me and believe when I tell them this was good and that was good. And that was always the case so far. So I try to help the players with all I can, but I cannot switch social media off for them. So and cannot switch off in general media. So like, don't have a look at it and stuff like this. And if you look, have a look at it, don't believe what they say, believe what I say, these kind of things. So, but they are not, well, at least not all of them are kids anymore. So it's just, they know how to deal with this, with this thing. It's not the first setback we got in the whole time. Yes, this year it feels like there are a few too many, absolutely. So, and there will be, we go to Madrid and we try to win the game. There's no doubt about that, but then we will see what that will lead to. But that's only in a few weeks. Now we have to make sure that we, in a tricky Premier League season, that we get this turnaround in general, that we get around really around the corner, and then can go from there. That we have to chase everybody. We have to chase the whole league. That's how it is. Everybody's run by needs to feel and smell our breath. So because it's really important that we get that back, that edge back. And we had that in the two games, obviously. And now different competition. Yes. When you win, you want to build on the result. When you lose, you have to get rid of it. That's how it is. When you mention that, we always, oh my God, but the Champions League was not that well. Yeah, because the opponent was really good. I don't know a lot of teams who would have used our mistakes, the few mistakes we made, in a manner Real Madrid did, or Vinicius Junior did, or Karim Benzema did, and that's why we don't play them all every time. So we play now against Crystal Palace, and we respect them a lot, but we have to cause them problems, at least as many as they can cause us.
Thank you. Carl.
What?
Well, I'm assuming that you're referring to transfers. And you say you're referring to the summer, I'm assuming you're talking about...
What would be the other scenario?
So I'm wondering how much has this season affected or changed the long-term planning because it was a pretty big summer, isn't it?
No, not so much. It's not so much. We are all influenced by the things that happened recently. That's all, of course, okay, but we are not that dumb. It's not like, oh, today was not good and now we have to change. So this is clear. It was always clear. This team has a wonderful history, and most of them and stuff like this is always clear. And the way this club is leaded by not, what is that, splashing the money or whatever, just have a look if it works out or not. Our transfers always have to be on point. So that makes it really tricky. We cannot make four transfers before we know who will leave the club and stuff like this. So these kind of things. But and last year, I don't know how often I can say it. I knew it will be tricky. And that was one of the main reasons why I signed a new contract, to make sure, okay, come on. You know, people are not on top of all that, have to discuss, yeah, and then he leaves next year. And not because I'm that great, just because imagine the same situation with another coach. So and everybody would have said, bring Klopp back. And it's good, we don't have that. Some of them want me out, it's fine. I can understand that as well, but it's not about that. It's just about, it's about a club and a stability and what we can get in. So last year now was not a season for a big change. There was no doubt, we played until the last moment. And if you want to change, again, this club, we cannot just bring in new players and realize then later, oh, nobody wants to leave. It doesn't work. It doesn't work like that. So that's why it's not possible. It's not possible to start it early, because we had final after final after final, played the season until last match, played the Champions League final. Then we have a short break, and then we have a lot of injuries, and then the World Cup. So boop. It's like on all the problems we knew we will have, this came on top. So and now we are in it. And I know it's too long, and it's for me too long, because I have to face always you in this press conference. Oh, believe me, I don't like to talk about it all the time, but I have to think it all the time. That's not as bad as to talk about it, to be honest, because I don't have to read it the next day pretty much, what I think. And so that's the situation. I cannot change it. Now the people are not happy. We try to fight through and make the best out of this season. That's the idea. And stay in that all the period as good as a person as you can. So as I said, the better you behave in a moment like this, the better the times will be after it. And the more useful the times, the bad times are, because they have to be useful. Otherwise, they are completely useless. Imagine that in all our lives, that we wouldn't have learned from our failures. We wouldn't have learned from the moments when things didn't go well. So we would not be the same people. So we have to learn from this well, and we will. But now we are in this heated atmosphere where we lose a game, everybody out, we win a game, oh, give him a new contract, and all these kind of things, and you think, oh, well, it's all be quick. So I'm too old for that. So we have to make our own plans, and that's what we do. But based on the way this club is leaded. So it's obviously different to other clubs. So that's how it is. But it worked out so far, and we have to see if it will work still, or if we have to adapt, let me say it like that. But that's something for us in the offices when we are not on the training pitch, and for us, for my conversation with the owners and all these kind of things. But that's it. Nothing else. Just work. Lesser celebration.
You say adapt. What
do you mean by that? Adapt your role. Obviously, the owners, what do you mean by that?
I don't want to specify that. Just to adapt. If necessary. It's much better if I say something. Now you can speculate. It's much better.
Thank you so much for that. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want more Red Men in your ears, then consider signing up to redmenplus.com. You get everything that's on the website in video, and if you want it, in podcast form. From £5 a month, redmenplus.com, you get 2 free items of merchandise every single season. If you sign up as a club legend, you get 20% discount codes every single month, exclusive discounts from our partners, as well as your name in the credits and each and every Red Men Plus show.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. acast.com.